Hey, good afternoon. You're listening to Vodafone Sports, the first live Vodafone Sport of 2019. And we're joined on the line by regular friend of the show, regular top sporting star, London County's own, unbeaten, punch perfect, Ollie Pattinson. Welcome back, as always, to Vodafone Sports. And first and foremost, a very happy new year to you and you, matey. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, Tony. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Hey, doing really, really well. Looking forward to a big 2019, as I know you are. As I say, first and foremost, just before we kick off, because I know back at that historic York Hall, which is your home from home, again, unbeaten in your pro career, coming up real soon. We'll build up to it. But last time we spoke, it was on the cusp of your nuptials. So I want to send a congratulations to that in the early doors of wedded bliss, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, cheers. Appreciate it.
Nice one, mate. Anyway, it's interesting that we talk there about wedded bliss, because first fight for a little while, again, we chatted, 2019 was a busy one, a productive one, but slightly frustrated from a professional in the ring perspective. But next event's coming up very soon, on February the 16th, just 2 days after Valentine's Day. I tell you what, I bet you are loving the fact you're going to get back between those ropes.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's been like a long time coming, but I feel everything's sort of falling into place now already. You know, they say a lot of the time things happen for a reason, so, you know, I'm just putting it down to, and I feel fitter and stronger than ever at the moment, so I can't wait to get back.
Just remind us again, because you're stepping up to super middleweight.
Yeah, what I'm coming down to, I've been at light heavyweight, so I'm coming down to super middleweight. This will be my first sort of fight at super middleweight.
Gotcha. And how are you feeling at that weight? You feeling strong, powerful, and, you know, again, maybe, I guess, coming down in weight, as you say, maybe naturally bigger than some of the opponents at that weight level?
Yeah, definitely bigger. I'm much bigger than the average super middle. So, but at the moment, it's sort of like I'm in between weights. So the only time I would make championship weight is four title fights, and that's when I'll be weighing in the day before. But at the moment, it will just be I'll be hovering around the sort of 77 kilo mark, which is sort of bang in the middle of light heavy and super middle. And then as soon as you get a title fight, I'll just boil it down for that last kilo.
Gotcha. We're really excited for this upcoming bout in February, again at the historic York Hall, just a few short weeks away now. I'm really interested, Ollie, because obviously we've just come out of that Christmas period where most of planet Earth overconsumes. As a professional athlete, as a boxer, aware of weight, is that obviously something you have to be supremely cautious about?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've been training over Christmas and the New Year and everything like that. I'm pretty lucky, really. I'm not prone to putting on weight. I'm always training and stuff like that. So I keep the weight, you know, reasonably close to my fight weight. I don't like to go too over that. But I don't drink, but I can eat sort of Christmas pudding and not feel bad because I'm out the next day running or whatever. So it's not the end of the world, no.
But again, you know what, that lifestyle element has been something that's been core to everything you've been all about since we were talking originally. Feels a while ago now. Certainly, you don't take a leaf out of, no disrespect to man, he was a world champion, a great, great boxer, but for instance, a Ricky Hatton way of being.
Ricky, I think, it's not really healthy for the body to do it. I mean, especially while you're active fighter. Because to, you know, ball the body down to that fight weight and then to blow up again, it takes its toll. So I've never been a big fan of doing that. I think if you're a professional athlete, you should just try and keep yourself in shape year round, and then obviously you want to try and hit them peak periods as well. If you've got a big fight, or if you're a footballer, you want to sort of stay match fit throughout the season, and then you can sort of taper off a little bit in the pre-season. But to blow up like that is a bit too extreme. But again, you can't take nothing away from him. He done some great things in boxing. So
goodness me! Well, I mean, just from a fan's perspective, he was a whirlwind and did great things. But as I say, just the attitude to the holistic lifestyle of the pro boxer, unbeaten as well, Ollie. It's always been kind of your way to literally take it as a way of life. And I think, again, as always, that's why we've got massive faith that this is going to be a big, big year for Ollie Paterson 2019. I guess it is that time. I know you're always with that kind of laser focused one fight at a time and all of that. But again, it is that time where we do visualise and set goals, get ready to do our best in a given year. Do you see yourself in 2019 in the title arena, maybe at British, perhaps even slightly higher level come the end of this calendar year?
This year's going to be a massive year for me. I'd say February 16th will be the first fight of the year. Then I think, hopefully we've got a fight scheduled for the 8th of March. That'll be in Watford, actually, so that's quite nice and local. That'll be 10-0, by then. And then we're looking to push on and hopefully get started. Whether it's a British title in this year, I'm hoping it will be within probably next year, I would have said, because this year will be about winning Southern Area, winning the English title.
Gotcha.
But then again, you never know. In boxing, things can change overnight. But once you're at British level, so like in the earliest 2020, once I'm at British level, you're only a phone call away from a world title shot. A lot of the time, Rocky Fielding, let's say, he got
absolutely.
He got his shout against Zugar in Germany, and he went over and took it, and then he landed a massive mega fight with Canelo. So, things can happen like that in boxing. It's funny. So, I'm just going to stay focused on, obviously, my next fight against Harry Matthews. He's a seasoned fighter. He's a tough fighter. He's boxed for an English title and a Central Area title as well before. So, he's definitely not an easy fight. Got to concentrate on that first, and then, as I say, just keep the fights rolling and stay active. And then, if I can get a Southern Area or English title shot this year, will be perfect.
Hey, listen, it sounds good. It sounds like you're nice and focused. But also, Ollie, another of the aspects that I've really appreciated learning about you as we've spoken is that you're eminently aware of the game that is boxing. And as you rightly say, that brilliant illustration there with Fielding with that Canelo super fight, very, very brave. Obviously, it ultimately was outclassed. But at the end of the day, like you say, 18 months ago, really, only a few real purists and obviously friends and family would have known who he is, and the next season, you think, he's taking on one of the best pound for pound.
Yeah, 100%. Matchroom doing obviously some great things, and giving Rocky Fielding that opportunity, I think, was amazing for him to go out there. I'd say he's outclassed, but there's no shame in losing to someone like Canelo, because I think he will go on to be one of the greatest fighters. Probably ever, but definitely of this generation anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. He's certainly in that mix amongst the best pound for pound in the world at the moment. But just coming back to yourself again, February the 16th, it's coming up back at York Hall. We've spoken about it many, many times, but it is so historic, isn't it? I mean, the people who box there, just from a British perspective, it is literally a who's who of everybody who's been there, done it, and got to that elite world level in the fight game in the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, anyone that's gone on from British level to world level as boxer, Carl Froch, you've got Anthony Joshua, Harold Graham, people like these great fighters that have been there and then gone on to do what they've done in boxing. So, yes, it's a lot of history in there, and it's a great atmosphere for fight fans, or even if you've never been to boxing before and you want to try it out, it's a great venue to go to, because it's not as big as the O2, so everything's pretty compact. You've got a great view of everything, and I'd say the atmosphere is always top quality.
Hey, February the 16th, it would be awesome to get a view up close and in person with London Colney's own Punch Perfect Ollie Paterson, bidding for 9 from 9 in his pro career. Tell us about how we can get involved, go get those tickets, and watch you do your thing in the ring February the 16th.
Tickets, easiest way to get tickets is probably directly from myself, and I'm available on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So either of them three platforms is a good way of getting hold of me.
It is the digital era. They are the quickest, most efficient ways to get hold of people. Ollie, fire away your Twitter handle and your Instagram. Let us know again that most efficient way to get involved. Because I'm telling you, watch out for this chap. He's going all the way, folks. Ollie, like I say, hit us with your Instagram handles, etc.
Yeah, so it's at PAT, and on my Instagram, it's Ollie Patterson, and then Facebook is Ollie Patterson. So either the three, you'll be able to get hold of me, and then I can either deliver tickets or get them sent out.
Hey, Tom, I know that there's going to be a kind of massive demand for this. I know always we've got your back and looking forward to hearing you develop. I look forward to chatting to you down the road as your career continues. Fingers crossed, perfect. But what a wonderful start. What a wonderful man. Ollie, you're a top bloke. Have a lovely evening. Yeah, and thanks. Again, Happy New Year to you.
And you, thank you.